Good morning. Welcome to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries, and today I want to, well, I guess what I really got is just a caution for Christian teenagers and parents of Christian girls. Ran across something, an advertisement, and the advertisement is for a line of clothing. The headline of the article, I'll start with that, actually, is called Provocative Clothing Company Creates Tees, which is t-shirts, to help Christian girls be playful for Jesus. Now, it's a pretty amazing article, and I did a lot of looking at their website, their Facebook page, and all kinds of stuff, and totally am amazed at what these people are claiming. It's a company called, what is it actually called? Heart OMG. They don't say what the OMG stands for. I'm assuming it's Heart, Oh My God, or Of My God, or something. I don't really know. I couldn't find it on their website or anywhere, so I don't know exactly what it's that name means, but it's a California-based clothing company. And they say that they're targeting professing Christian girls who seek to be a little more provocative and playful in the way that they dress, all in the name of Jesus. They said that it's a line of clothing for girls that is heavenly inspired and is a delightful mix of fun, fashion, faith, and love. And they tell the story of how this is supposedly how this came about. And I read it and I thought, well, you know, that doesn't sound like three girls that were in a church and were leading the music. And after looking at it, then I went and watched a little video that they have on their website. And at the end, it named the three girls and they were models. So they didn't, it's not even a true story, I guess. And it's, you know, they used models for everything. And here's how they claim that they got started anyway. It said, the Christian News Network's the one that put this article out, and they traced the clothing company back to Paul Shih, I think is how it's pronounced, S-H-I-H, who has offices in Bell Gardens, California. And then there was a woman it was also reportedly founded by another woman also who identifies as Stacy. And she said, one day in early 2010, God put the name OMG to Stacy's heart. That's what's on the website. That's what it says. And then it goes on to say, soon after, God spoke to Stacy and said, share with the world how I love you and how you feel about me. Therefore, OMG was born. And I have to tell you, there's no doubt in my mind, this did not come from God. The God that I know out of the Bible, the great I Am, Jehovah, Yahshua, Yahweh, would want nothing to do with this kind of stuff. There's, pictures, well, let me read what they said about these girls. Here's their story of how it came about. It says, once upon a time, three lovely girls found a new love in Jesus Christ. God had gifted each girl with a special talent. Now remember, this is on their website. God had gifted each girl with a special talent. They gathered their gifts and became the worship crew at church. Through music, they expressed their faith and love. This love grows stronger every moment. The girls soon realize that this new love is definitely what they are looking for. So then, as you're looking at this on the website, see, then you can flip through the pages and they become, you know, you come to a photo gallery of the different t-shirts that they have available. And there you'll see a variety of photos of their models wearing the shirts in very, very, trust me, suggestive poses. They've got a photo, as an example, that shows three girls walking into church with their Bibles, and they're wearing thigh-high shorts and humongously high heels, and their t-shirts are pulled down off of their shoulders very suggestively. Another photograph shows the girls on the church platform as if they're leading worship, as one of the women provocatively lifts her bare leg up in the air as she holds an electric guitar. The girl on the left of her, who's playing the keyboard, much to my dismay, has a t-shirt on that barely covers her breast as she pulls her shirt down nearly halfway off of her arm. Now, that's amazing. And it's even more amazing when I found out that they used a church in California that I went ahead and looked up and did some reading on, to do this filming and everything and these photographs, and for the church to be involved in it is just amazing to me. But anyway, in the article here, it says, Christians have a long, ignoble history of trading in all manner of religious, things, but OMG, with its second commandment bending name, takes this bad habit of ours in a new direction, with its products' odd syncretism between pop religion and hypersexualized pop culture. Now, that's what Michelle Loon of Christianity Today said. Today's fans might ask, well, does OMG Worship Crew t-shirts come in a small? Well, Michelle says, I'd suggest that a follower of Christ will have a different set of questions. They might ask, does this t-shirt trivialize Jesus' message? Has it been manufactured in an ethical manner? And is this a wise use of the money I've been given? Is it even modest? And I can tell you, folks, it's not. It's disgusting. She goes on to, Fred Clark of Patheos magazine says, I can't really believe that this fashion line is being produced by or marketed to evangelical youths when its promotional video wouldn't be permitted to be shown in any evangelical youth group. And that's a fact. And there's a fact that this video was shot in a mainline church rather than in the kind of Orange County evangelical mega church that you would normally trace this back to if it was actually happened. But their Facebook page, and I looked at it too, folks, insinuates that it's not jokes. It's not a joking, including its reference to scripture. They've got everything on there that they can use to sway these girls into thinking that they're the right way. And they say things like, thank you for every shirt and everyone we got to pray for. A book a day keeps the evil one away. A company posted earlier this summer next to photos of its leggy models reading their Bibles. A cure for your money Monday syndrome. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men. That's some of the things they have on there. They also say that they donate part of their money to Love to Go, a West African ministry that helps women obtain life skills so that they can support themselves financially. And so some of that's all right, and all that. But the clothing itself, I looked at, like I said, their website, their Facebook, and, they got pictures of these girls, and you can't tell hardly if they got anything on underneath of this t-shirt, including pants on a lot of it. Very, very provocative and expressive pictures, photos, and they've got a number of these photos are taken of the girls in a bed. One girl on a bed by herself. Then there's a picture, two or three or four of two girls on the bed. Then there's some pictures, two or three or four of three girls all on the bed together. All of them sitting in very provocative postures, like models do, with the clothes hanging, on some of them half off of them. One t-shirt has kind of a smiley face that's winking at you and says, God knows my all my secrets, or something like that. I don't get it, God knows all my secrets, and then it's got a winking smiley face on it, and it's a low cut, very provocative looking t-shirt. So I think that we need to be very cautious and make sure that our children don't have anything to do with this kind of nonsense. It's a blasphemous, to me, it's very blasphemous. The company will use the Lord and the Holy Script, the Holy Word, to promote a product that has no business in the Christian realm whatsoever. It belongs in the religious realm, but there's a lot of difference between Christianity and religion. And this just, it's, like I say, it's just, it's really, really sad. It's sickening. It's all from the devil. There's no doubt about it. And just the idea that a church allowed this to be filmed in their church is just, it's just amazing. And I looked up the church, and I'll tell you, there's some things they do at the church there that are really, really, really good. They have a lot of wonderful programs, a lot of mission outreach, and a lot of things like that. But they're also a very modern, postmodernist type of church that has a lot of the hard rock Christian music and laid back approach to everything. Preacher wears these blue jeans and t-shirts and button ups or whatever, and it's certainly not the type of church that I want to be a part of, and I certainly don't want to. I would hate to see any girls think that they could buy these provocative clothing and say, think that it's all right just because it says Jesus on it somewhere. The Lord's not into that. You know, we've been called to be, we have to live in this world, but we're supposed to not live of this world. And, you know, I could do 20 shows in a row on how the world is has infiltrated the church, and the church is fallen for it. It's sickening, it's sad, and this is just another example of how people who proclaim to be Christians will do anything to make money instead of promoting the gospel. You know, I wouldn't be surprised to see a Christian flag replaced with a flag size $100 bill, the way some of these churches do, and some of these businesses like this. They'll do anything to make a dollar using Christianity. And it's really, really sickening to think that you can sell something in the name of Jesus, and that just makes it all good because it's got Jesus' name attributed to it somewhere. I have no way of believing in my heart that God spoke to Stacy and told her to share with the world how I love you and how you feel about me, and therefore Heart OMG was born. There's just no way. No way the Lord would want anybody to have a girl put on a t-shirt and pull it down to where her breasts are almost exposed and flaunt herself around like that and for the Lord to think it's right. We know differently. Anyone who is a true follower of the Lord knows that this is hogwash. It's nothing to do with Jesus of the Bible, nothing to do with Christianity. It's just a pathetic approach to another way of making money, and just breaks my heart and upsets me at the same time. I don't know. You know, we certainly don't want anything to do with it. I'll be writing a letter to the company here soon, and hopefully I'll get a response. And if so, we'll certainly have that on one of our programs in the future, as soon as as soon as that comes back. And like I say, I hope we do get a response. It's going to be interesting to see how they can justify what they're doing in the name of the Lord. And but as you guys know, I know, look around, watch what's going on in your own churches, some of them, and you won't be amazed too much about what's happening because you see so many falsehoods in your own church. But just wanted to warn you about it, let you know about it. Gotta go. Time's up. We'll see you in the morning. We pray these programs have been a blessing to you and they've taught you something. We feel that we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do, and we pray that and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, or would like to comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois 62320. That's Camp Point, CAMPPOINT, two different words, Illinois 62320. God bless you.